Welcome to The Joy of Motherhood. This is a podcast that's aimed at the heart of women who love being a mom. Or maybe it's for those of you who wish you were a mom. You're just aching to be a mom, but it hasn't happened to you yet. This is a podcast that's going to be for those of you who are empty nesters. You wish you could do it all over again, and your heart is still turning toward that singular occupation and calling known as motherhood. This is a podcast for those of you who are in the trenches of motherhood. Your daily life is about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, about potty training, about driver's permits. It seems like you are mired every day in the sludge of what being a mom is all about. Welcome to the Joy of Motherhood podcast. This is a weekly podcast. My name is Carol McLeod. I'm the mother of five incredible adult kids and Marmy. In your world, that might be grandmother or nanny or Mimi or G-mama, but I am Marmy to the seven wonders of my world. It's my delight to share with you my heart for mothering every week on this podcast that is strategically designed to encourage moms in all ages and stages of life. Listen, I know from personal experience five times over that it's hard to be a mom some days, as well as incredibly fulfilling. The frustrations of motherhood are enormous, but the blessings are usually exponential. Did you even think that children would be part of your story? On today's podcast, Erin Longacre, a former tomboy, shares how she never thought that motherhood would be part of her story. She was an only child and never really had motherhood as one of her goals. And actually, Erin became a mom before she ever embraced faith in Jesus Christ. But let me just tell you, you're going to love Erin's story and her contagious joy. Erin is the mother of two girls born about 20 months apart. Both of her children were beautiful surprises, and she's going to share with us how their lives helped her find God. She was unmarried and unsaved when she found out about her first daughter, and she has since made a complete turnaround in life. This interview that Erin does with Danielle Stoltz will be a blessing to anyone who wasn't raised in a Christian or even in an ideal household, but has a strong desire to raise children that love God. Now, you all know who Danielle Stoltz is by now. She's my right hand on the Just Joy staff, and she actually handled this interview with Erin for me. And they're going to share what it's like to mother little girls and to raise them for the kingdom of God. But first, before we listen to this interview and glean from the hearts of Danielle and Erin, let me remind you that I'd love to hear from you. Do you have any questions for me while you're on your motherhood journey? You can email me at carol@justjoyministries.com. I actually love to answer questions on this very podcast. So if you've got any questions about materialism, about education, about discipline, whatever you want to do, family devotions, about your marriage, listen, I'd love to hear from you and help you slog through these issues that are just a conundrum in the motherhood world. Let me hear from you. I'd love to answer your question. And as always, I'd also like to invite you to take a look at my website, which is justjoyministries.com. Before you open the webpage, fix yourself a cup of coffee and prepare to settle in for a couple minutes. Read a devotional on the website, listen to a Bible teaching, download the notes, and also feel free to leave a prayer request and engage with us that way. We have an entire team of women across the nation who are praying for people who engage with us every single day. And also, listen, you can shop on the website. What fun! You can go shopping without having to find a parking space, pull out the stroller, and take your strong-willed kids into the mall. We have specially created resources at the Just Joy store that will strengthen your walk with the Lord. If you're looking for a devotional, I'd like to encourage you to buy a copy of my book, Joy for All Seasons. And while you're at it, get a copy for you and one for a friend. It's a weekly devotional because I know that moms don't have a lot of time, so I structured this particular devotional as a weekly one, and it will give you the resolve to live well, to serve God, and to love the life that you've been given. But now, let's listen to this rich and challenging conversation between Danielle Stoltz and Aaron Longacre.
Hi, this is Danielle Stoltz, and I am here with my good friend, Aaron Longacre. How's it going, Aaron?
Good. How are you?
So good. I am so excited to talk to you because we both have two little girls.
Yay!
And so tell me about your two little girls.
I have little Lucy, who will be three soon, and I just celebrated my baby Tommy's first birthday. Oh. This weekend.
Oh, so fun. So two girls, is that something like you plan to have them that close together? Or tell me a little bit about that.
I don't even know if babies were in the picture ever. And here we are with two under two and very tomboy growing up. And now I'm knee deep in princesses and playing dress up. So yes. Here we are.
Good deal. So tell me about, you know, how you kind of transitioned, like, you said you weren't really planning to have kids. And so now, when did you find out that you were having Lucy?
Sure. So my husband and I were planning our wedding, and we got pregnant. And we were not expecting. We didn't even know if that was going to be in our plan for the future. And so here she came, and she has just brought... Lucy actually means light, and it's crazy how... That is exactly what she does for us. Like, she lights up the room, and we weren't really in a place where we were grounded, and we kind of knew about faith, but we weren't strong at all. And Lucy totally did that for us. Like, the word light has so many meanings now because of her.
You weren't saved at that time when you found out you were pregnant. And so what was the process of realizing, okay, we need to find a life-giving church. We need to get grounded in the Word. Kind of tell me about that.
Sure. So when we found out, it just changed our whole, like, I freaked out and knew that what I had growing up, I didn't want for her. And I wanted her to just have the love, but I wanted to be stronger for her. I wanted that when she woke up in the morning that she knew that she was safe. She just had a place that she knew. And so I wanted my husband and I to create that for her. And we just ended up finding a church that had everything for us. It changed our mindset. We know that we win every day now because of where we're planted at. And just, I know that my girls are set for life now because of us finding Jesus.
That's amazing. Just as a mom, how do you feel like you've grown and how you have learned so much by having these two little girls?
Well, they've kind of taught me that kind of to relax, just that you may have a plan and they don't go according to plan, and that organized chaos is my favorite thing to live by. We figure it out. And at the end of the day, if my girls feel loved, they're clothed, there's a roof over their head, and they know God's promises, and they know that they're set, then we're good.
How do you, as a mom, work about comparisons? Because you go to a church where people have that structure and that family life and that foundation that, you know, that typical, you know, born and raised in the church. How do you work on, you know, not comparing yourself to their story and even making sure that your girls aren't comparing to those stories in the future?
Sure. I know what I struggled with going up as far as looking a certain way and all of that. And I just don't want myself to compare to anyone, and I don't want them to compare to anyone. And I just know that every mom's different, but I also realize what I can learn from other moms. Like, I didn't have it together for a while, and I realized no one ever really has it all together, but I pull something different from each woman from the church, and it's so cool.
So true. Okay, so tell me about little Tommy.
Oh my God. So I didn't know what I needed in her. God knew what I needed. So my husband and I are both only children. So after the first surprise, we were like, we're good. One, we're a cute little family of three. So when Tommy girl came along, it was like, oh no, no, I don't know what to do. And her spirit, I've never seen a baby smile so much. My first one is fierce and intense and amazing. And Tommy is just like, we're just going to giggle all day. And I didn't know that my heart had room for that. It's been so amazing.
So what is it like being a girl mom? Because I know I am knee deep in Moana and all things princesses. So how is it being a girl mom?
I love it. I thought I was set for boys. I'm a tomboy. I played sports. I am aggressive. And now we are, like I said, Disney princesses. I have the worst singing voice ever, but my girls love me. Lucy makes me sing, like yells at me to sing with her. And everybody has their own. I have my princess dress. We all put it on, and we're going to learn how to do makeup together, I guess.
So let's talk about the hard days, because we've got lots of fun doing nails and putting on tiaras, but we also deal with tantrums and not wanting to go to bed and not wanting to eat and not wanting to do anything that you tell us to do. So tell me about those days. How do you make it through? And, you know, just the challenges of having two girls that are a year and a half apart.
Sure. Well, I kind of just live in a moment. Like, it helped me understand. Lucy had a meltdown at a restaurant the other day, and it was like, well, let's take it back, because I know how I would act, but I'm 33 years old. Okay, my two-year-old doesn't know how to express her feelings, is super tired, but doesn't know how to tell me that. So it's just understanding her perspective and knowing that, okay, she won't scream forever. It's only like, if I just get through this moment won't last forever. Get her to a good place. Let's eat. Let's go home. Okay, we're done. We got past it. Let's move on. Bring on the next tantrum, because it's not forever. It's just in this moment, and we're going to get through it.
That's so good. Now, I kind of want to talk a little bit about people that are kind of in your same place, where they don't have, you know, that strong family background, that that strong, you know, structure or role models to look to.
Sure.
How do you find those role models? How do you find those examples that you want to live your life by?
So I ask, I'm one of those people, I'll let you know when I need your help kind of thing. Like, you don't really have to force your input on me, but if I don't know what I'm doing, I find other moms what I like in them, and I ask them how they did their thing. And I have like my core, like three or four moms that I ask, and then I kind of just pull what works for our family from that. And then at the end of the day, whatever we're going through, like, as soon as we found out with Tommy, there was a scripture we stood on, and like, it's kind of like, then we put it on a shelf. Like, that scripture was what got us through it. And then, okay, we're on the other side of it. I might come back to the scripture later, but it's here and we've pushed through. Let's go on to the next one.
That's so good. And it's really that community that really allows you to help push through those times.
Yes.
When you're like, oh yeah, remember that word, or remember what you told me a couple weeks ago.
So. Or how did you go through this when your girl was doing that? Like, remind me again how you've dealt with this situation. Yeah, having women around, we for some reason don't like think that having strong women, like, it just empowers. I grew up thinking I can do it all by myself. And now I've been forced to find those women, and I don't know what I'd do without them.
And I love that you said that, because we grew up kind of hearing independent woman, I'm every woman, I am woman, Henry Roar, like just one. But like, it's like, no, it's women like working together, moms working together, and that community of faith that really strengthens you and helps you to keep going.
We can't do it alone. We cannot do it alone.
It's so true. Especially like, you know, when you wake up and realize this has been drawn on, and you're throwing a tantrum, and you're doing this.
Well, we were going to wear this cute outfit to church today, and we were going to match. And
then you get to church, and you realize we're all going through the same thing. You're not alone, so it's awesome. Okay, so tell me about your two girls' personalities. You said that Lucy's really fierce, and Tommy's the opposite. So how do you kind of balance those two?
Sure. So we've had to, like I said, I didn't have any siblings growing up. So this is all new. I don't know how siblings interact. Is it a love hate? Do we love all the time? Are we competitive? But it's so sweet that one is so intense and the baby literally wakes up just looking for her sister. And she wants to find her and give her a hug every morning. And I just kind of let them be them. Like when I see that the baby's trying to find her sister, I kind of facilitate that and try to put them together. But then when I see that the two-year-old wants to be her independent self, I make sure that she has something that she can go be herself with and not try to force it on them too much.
That's awesome. And so let's do some fun questions.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are your fun activities, the best things to do with the girls?
We found, well, we have tons of energy. We have to work it out. So I found a trampoline park with toddler time that has changed our life.
That
we
is
go
awesome.
For an hour and a half about every other day. And even the baby gets out there and she's going to have some strong legs because I've just forced it on her. You're going to jump and work out this energy so mommy can get stuff done later.
That's awesome. And then it's summertime and I know you've gone on a couple of road trips with the girls.
Woo!
So what are your tips and tricks for...
I actually will take them to the trampoline park on our way out of town. I did that
That's
on
awesome.
Our most recent. Like, we trampoline, I grab their food. Sometimes you just gotta let the rules go. We ate in the car and then hit nap time. And then, you know what? We're just gonna cry that last hour and it's gonna be okay.
There you go. Just power through.
We did. We pushed through.
That's awesome. Don't get pulled over. But
yeah, I know.
Power through, girl. All right. And then, so what are your favorite shows and movies to watch with the girls?
Anything singing and princess, just anything that little Lucy girl, she loves, she finds the heroine in every movie. I don't know if that's just my trying to find strong women subconsciously, but Mulan just happens to be it's an older Disney movie, but some reason we found it and she just loves that little Mulan can go to war and fight for her country and come back.
So cute. Last question. What do you want your girls to remember about you 20 years from now? 30 years from now when they're raising their own girls?
Just that mommy was comfortable in her own skin and confident and in any situation just may have struggled, but was able to navigate through it and just be human.
That's awesome. I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Erin. It's
yes,
been so fun talking with you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
One of the things that Erin talked about was living in the moment of motherhood. I loved that piece of wisdom, didn't you? You know, temper tantrums and long nights and messy houses aren't going to last forever. Believe me, I know. But live in the moment and use wisdom in the moment. Erin's stability and her absolute delight in this calling to motherhood filled my older mother's heart with joy. I also loved it that Erin talked about having other moms in her life that she can go to. Wow, how important was that piece of insight? Do you have other moms in your life? You know, it's important for you to have younger moms, moms in the same season of life you're in, as well as older moms in your life. Now, the older moms can give you a deposit of wisdom that you need. The moms in the same season, it's a shared experience, and you can pick each other's minds and hearts and pray for each other. But also, you need younger women in your life that they can glean wisdom from you. You need women in all ages and in all stages of life in your journey of motherhood. Motherhood is meant to be done in community. And you know what? I'm so glad that you're part of my community. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we love you so much. Father, we thank you for calling us to be moms. Father, for those moms who are listening today who are dealing with infertility, Father, I pray for a Sarah and Abraham-sized blessing. Father, I pray for a Hannah and Elkanah-sized blessing. Father, I pray for an Elizabeth and Zachariah-sized blessing. Father, for these moms who are aching to experience the joy of motherhood, I pray for a miracle this day in Jesus' name. And Father, for those moms who are just weary, I pray that you'd strengthen them. I pray that you'd increase their joy. And Father, I pray that you'd give them all the wisdom that their hearts can hold. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, I hope you'll join me next week on The Joy of Motherhood as we explore all the rich avenues that motherhood gives to a woman's life. I love you and I love hearing you. So I'll see you next time on The Joy of Motherhood.